This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The search for possible survivors of a condo building collapse in the U.S. state of Florida is back on Monday morning. Crews were given the all clear not long after the 12-story high-rise located in Surfside, Florida, near Miami, came tumbling down around 10:30 p.m. Sunday. The rescuers' goal was to make their way into parts of an underground garage of particular interest in this search for 121 people. Still unaccounted for. The first portion of the Champlain Towers South building collapsed on June 24th. So far, the bodies of 24 people have been recovered. Rescue workers in Japan are searching for survivors after mud, tree, and rocks ripped through a seaside resort town on Saturday. The landslide killed at least 4 people, according to the Associated Press. An official says 80 people are still unaccounted for. Authorities plan to release their names, hoping that perhaps some were away when the disaster struck, since many of the apartments and houses in Atami are second homes or vacation rentals. Officials say 25 people have been rescued. The disaster is an added trial as authorities prepare for the Tokyo Olympics, due to start in less than 3 weeks, while Japan is still in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Tropical storm Elsa is sweeping along Cuba's southern coast. Forecasters expect it to make landfall on the island's central shore by mid-afternoon Monday. Cuban officials evacuated 180,000 people as a precaution against the possibility of heavy flooding from a storm that already battered several Caribbean islands, killing at least 3 people. Elsa is forecast to cross over Cuba by Monday night and then head for Florida, where a state of emergency has been declared. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is recovering Monday morning in Rome following intestinal surgery. The surgery was under general anesthesia, and the Pope is reportedly doing well. The Vatican has given scant details about the operation Sunday evening in Gemelli Policlinic, a major Catholic hospital in the Italian capital. Francis is staying in a special 10th-floor suite that the hospital keeps available for use by a pontiff after Pope John Paul II stayed there several times for various medical problems. He's expected to stay hospitalized for several days. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to unveil plans to scrap mandatory mask wearing and social distancing in England in 2 weeks. The move comes despite surging infections driven by the more contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus. Johnson said on Monday he would set out how the country would learn to live with this virus. That's a major shift in tone from a leader who has previously painted COVID-19 as an enemy to be defeated. Johnson signaled that mandatory measures would be replaced by personal choice after July 19th. Britain's Royal Palace says the Duchess of Cambridge is self-isolating after a contact tested positive for the coronavirus. Kate had been due to attend events with her husband, Prince William, on Monday, celebrating the 73rd birthday of Britain's National Health Service. But the couple's Kensington Palace office says the Duchess is now self-isolating at home after coming in contact last week with someone who subsequently tested positive. Under current British rules, contacts of confirmed coronavirus cases must quarantine at home for 10 days. In the U.S., climate activists and their Democratic allies in Congress are pressing with renewed urgency for huge investments to slow global warming. This after a bipartisan infrastructure plan cut out some of President Joe Biden's key climate initiatives. Supporters say a larger Democratic-only package now being developed in Congress must meet President Biden's commitments to move the country toward carbon-free electricity, make America a global leader in electric vehicles, and create millions of jobs in solar, wind, and other clean energy industries. But passage of a larger multi-trillion dollar bill faces significant hurdles, even if Democrats use a procedural method that requires only a simple majority. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.